Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
The best bits.
And you know what I love? A bit of old school showbiz. You don't see it that much anymore because too many people end up in court.
I know what you're
talking about. But what you just said before we came back on air was you sprayed yourself with a bit of what perfume?
I spritzed myself with a bit of Born Lovely by Sarah Jessica Parker.
And then you said, all right, lover,
let's do this. I looked our next guest in the eyes and I said, hey, lover.
That person is our digital producer, Eli. G'day, Eli.
Hey, guys.
Would you like to take any of that up with HR?
Not at all.
Great.
What's encouraged.
What's going on?
There's a bit of contention in the team.
Okay, what's happened?
So
who's got to go?
Late last year, we were chatting on Zoom, and we were all paying...
Not us, because I don't remember this.
The producers, Jesse, Jez, our audio producer.
Yeah.
And
is this out of hours?
Out of hours.
Oh my god! You
guys
zooming.
Do it in Zoom.
It takes a lot of work to put this show together. So
okay.
Is what you're about to talk about work?
No. Well, to some degree.
Okay.
It's about team culture.
Yeah. Okay. Talk to us.
So we were paying out Caitlin about her alien expedition, and that none of our listeners wanted to join her.
Yes.
And I said to her, I don't know why they wouldn't have come along. I actually think you're one of the most fun people in our team.
Oh.
Which then led to.
Outrage.
Oh.
Sonda's got her arms crossed already.
Top three, Caitlin, in our team. Top three. Are you kidding? I wouldn't have thought so. Lucky to scrape into the mid.
She put a photo of herself on a jet ski when she applied for the job.
That doesn't scream fun, I don't know.
But Sonda, to counter that challenge, she goes, well, do you want me to one up that? I will get my breast out at a work party and play bongos on a drum.
That's super fun, but I think if you can't last at a party longer than half an hour, you're not that fun.
That's true.
I'm fun.
Yeah.
Aggressive, but fun.
Actually, that's true, because the audio producer we used to have no longer works with us, because last time you were out with him, you end up spewing down the side of his car, Sonda.
And he thought that was fun.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, Eli, give us... Do you actually, in your head, have a list of funnest to most unfunnest?
Yeah.
Should we start with funnest, or do you want to start with not funnest?
I reckon start with not funnest.
Okay, great. Well, start at the bottom.
Fine.
Not funnest? Well, I've got Sonda there.
I didn't know.
She's upset by this. I think you're really funny.
What are you pretending to type right now?
And also, can you talk into the mic? You're writing down the order.
So fun.
Are you keeping...
Just write loser-Sonda.
Honestly,
if that doesn't scream fun, taking down our conversation on a piece of paper.
Sorry, I've got to keep the minutes.
Okay. Fine, who's the next
Sonda at the bottom.
I then had Carrie.
I jump on beds. I went the WAP dance in my bra. I went on a ninja water park ride with my daughter.
What has that got to do with it?
I wear hats. Before you go on.
Oh, you're done now?
No, I want to know why we're unfun.
Exactly.
Well, there's nothing less fun than someone telling you they are fun.
I mean, I take that point. I think the issue why we're not fun, Sonda, is because we're the two most responsible in the group.
Sonda.
So we're always having
Hang on. I have to ensure Sonda gets in the car and gets taken home before she spews.
In our work day, we're the ones that have to actually chug along the whole team with the workload, so we seem unfun because all of you guys around the periphery are piss-farting around.
Belle, have you ever had to put Carrie in a cab because she was vomiting?
Yes.
Sonda... Sonda and I party hard. Belle, have you ever had so much fun that you've ended up in a cab vomiting?
Yeah.
When was that, in 1992?
No, I wasn't born then. Yeah.
It's an ageist thing, Sonda. It's an ageist thing. Okay, yeah, who's next? I bet you Tommy's at number one, which is so obvious.
I reckon.
Boring and obvious. I'm disappointed in you. And you know how I said, hey, lover, at the beginning of the break, I take all the power back.
I reckon. Let's come back to this. Let's just let the tension in the room just simmer a little bit while two unfunnest people are also the two angry. So let's come back and find out the rest of the list next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
If you're wondering why Bickmore is so furious and not her usual fun self, that's because she's never been, according to our digital producer, Eli, who put together a list of the funnest people on the team. And we've counted backwards from least fun. And Sondra, our head producer, got the least fun. And then Bick is your second last.
I thought Eli thought I was so fun.
Yeah, well,
I'm really shocked.
So she's boring and has a bad read on people.
I do TikToks. I skate.
I do TikToks.
Wow. I skate.
Very desperate.
Okay. Next on the list, working up from least fun to most fun.
I had Jesse. Okay. Third from the bottom.
Yeah. Bottom three.
Welcome.
Yeah. Mm. I reckon, Jesse, you'd be all right with that.
No.
Bottom three. You don't think you're that
Who's
funny?
All right with that? I think that's even more hurtful going, yeah, you'd be okay with that.
Okay.
And just above Jesse, I had Belle.
Okay. Belle, how do you feel about
it? I love Belle. Like, love Belle.
Oh, God. I don't want to hear it.
That's all I'm saying.
See, if you were more fun, you would have finished that sentence.
Yes.
The old me would have, but that's the unfun me, apparently. So the fun me is going to leave things hanging.
No, apparently the unfun you is the one right now.
And just above Bow, I had Jez, our audio producer.
Okay, Jez is very fun.
Jez is fun, I single that, yeah.
So how many spots have we got left?
So we've got two.
You're putting yourself near the top?
Oh, no, I'm not in this list. I wouldn't do that to myself.
You're pretty fun. You did collectively teach us all the WAP dance.
Yes,
that is
you
fun.
Should put yourself up there.
Thank you.
Yeah,
all right.
With me. Yeah.
So it's out of me and Caitlin.
Yes. So in the top place is the person who knows magic.
Oh, we know it's Tommy, mate. Tommy has no responsibility, nothing to do in life but be fun. I carry this entire show. Everyone else around him carries him through life, and he can just be the fun guy. And I don't think that makes you automatically
fun. Do you know what that was? Do you know what that sentence was? Heaps of fun.
Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
You're learning to fly.
Yes, I am.
Do we have a bit of Learning to Fly by Tom Petty ready to go?
We
don't. Learning to Fly. What do you mean? It's one of the best songs ever.
Surely this suits your story better.
I prefer Tom Petty. Okay. And the other day, Tommy was going to post a picture of him flying, and I said that would go really well with Tom Petty's Learning to Fly, and instead you posted it with some Chili Peppers song.
No, with the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
it's not the same. Fly. Woo! Got wings. Well, this is an interesting point, but I ain't got wings. You ain't got wings. I am so concerned about your flying.
I think it's turned to anger for some reason. I think it was because the other day you asked me how long until my solo flight, and I said, I think I've got 7.5 hours more of flying until I could do my solo flight. And you got angry.
Because you shouldn't be flying on your own.
Why?
Because as an expert in having been on planes, they're usually flown by people that know what they're doing.
I'm not flying a 737.
But it's the
Imagine
same
the
principles,
pilot
isn't it?
On. G'day, guys. It's my first go. So
I got a bit of Tom Petty lined up.
Let's do a vote. Tom Petty or Foo Fighters?
I feel like you only at the end of last year said, I'm going to learn to fly. You've done a couple of lessons, which sound more like hangouts with your friends. Mm-hmm. And then now you wean up in a plane once and you've got 7 hours left and you're going to fly your own plane. It doesn't all add up to being safe.
I'm going out this afternoon.
Are you?
Yeah. After we finish our show, so a twilight.
After you finish your show, so what?
After we finish our show, a little twilight session.
Are you going to sober up before then?
Mate. They test me before every flight.
Do they?
No.
No. Okay, so that's again another one of my concerns.
Never be allowed.
I wouldn't have signed up for that.
So do you feel anywhere near ready to be taken to the skies on your own?
I think it'll be fine.
You think it will be fine?
The flying stuff, the theory stuff, is the stuff that really hurts my brain. And as
but
my
that's
instructor
the important
said to me,
stuff.
I don't think it is. I think I'll be able to fly fine. It's just working out what directions and
of the wind, a fairly important thing.
The ground.
It's just trying to work out north, south, east, west. It's a bit confusing.
Our instructor even said to me, he said, yeah, that stuff doesn't come naturally to you, does it? And I thought I was mathematic. I thought I had like a maths brain.
I think of you as a smart man.
He doesn't.
No, but maybe you're not. Maybe I've had you wrong.
I am the only one in the group who's not a doctor.
And how soon are they going to be taken to the skies?
Same time.
Oh, God.
Pick your pilot, everybody.
You know when you're at school and you had to go along and pick who you wanted in your team for people? No.
They're in
Tommy.
Lab coats and I'm holding a rubber chicken at the end.
So when you fly then on your own, whose plane are you flying?
My instructors, yes.
And how far can you go?
You can go wherever you want.
And you just go up and you go down and you do it all on your own.
Well, hopefully you go up and you go down, yes.
No, but that's my worry. I'm worried you're going to go down without meaning to.
No, it'll be fine.
I don't think, it's not something you can just wing. But it's actually not, you know that, yeah. My mum tried to learn to be a pilot and she's very smart in the 90s, her and my dad together. So many times they tried and they couldn't get past the theory.
Why?
Because the theory was so hard.
Isn't it tough when you work out your parents aren't as smart as you thought?
My mum is very smart.
Did she fail? Fail the CASA exam?
Well, I don't know what it was, but all I know is they had to keep sitting it, so I'm guessing she failed. And she's never solo flight a plane.
They don't go, geez, you did so well, but come back and do it again, just for shits and giggles.
Okay, so 7.5 hours till you're up on your own.
Yes.
We've discussed already on this show, it was more as a joke, but now it's genuinely serious. There's probably only one of our team, maybe two, who would ever fly with you. I'm never going, don't prank me, don't make it a radio stunt. I'm not ever going to go up in a plane with you.
That's fine.
Sonda's got her thumbs up. You're going to go on a plane? No, you're not. Wouldn't have thought so. No.
EY will.
No.
It's
because we've got children and we care about our...
I don't want to die.
No, exactly. You don't want to die. No, neither
do
I.
EY, you said you would.
I'd trust him if he's licensed.
Yeah. Thank you.
But have you seen the license process?
No, but I mean, I wasn't there when he got his license for his vehicle and I would get in the car with him.
That's also
not smart.
That's a very good point. Jesse said he'd come up with me.
Would you, Jess?
Yeah, I would. And actually, thinking about the way you drove this morning, I'm like, maybe I should change that.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, the girls have gone running. They're definitely not.
No, Caitlin
thumbs
said
down.
Yes.
Oh, Caitlin's saying, oh, my God, Caitlin's this is going to be a team thing, isn't it? We're all going up in the plane, aren't we? Yes, how many people can you take?
Are we getting a private jet, guys?
Oh, so good. No, I won't be able to. I can only take it one at a time.
Is it possible to be dumb and be a pilot? You couldn't.
I reckon, absolutely. You've just got to be able to fly a plane. 13 10 60. Are you dumb and a pilot? Give us a call. We'd love to speak to you.
We can give you a fake name if you're worried about never taking passengers
again. No, they're a pilot. What do you mean? That's better than being smart.
13 10 60. Are you dumb and a pilot? We'll take your calls next. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. I would almost go up in the air with anyone but you, I think.
That's brutal.
I think it's hard to... I cannot believe you can be a pilot and be dumb. I don't think it's possible. The maths involved. And I think you're a smart man. And it's not your smarts that I'm concerned about up there. I just don't think you've done the prep. I think you're very reckless. I think you don't have a fear of dying. And I think you love a little bit of danger. And all of that is not someone that should be flying a plane.
I think the prep stuff's unfair.
The what?
Well,
the prep?
I'm doing prep. Like, I'm constantly doing...
Yeah, a couple
doing...
of hours social hanging out with people is not the same as, you know...
Who have we got?
We got Matt. Matt, can you be dumb and be a pilot?
That's me. So I'm just ahead of you, Tommy. I've got my RPL. Got kicked off with an aerobatic rating. And can take passengers. I'm going for my PPL. I'm a truckie. Dropped out of school and failed the CASA exams twice.
I love it, mate. I love it. I'm hoping to follow in those very same footsteps. Have you had any hairy moments?
Landings are probably the hardest bit.
I haven't, Matty. I haven't landed yet. I've taken off. I'm hoping tonight to stick a landing.
Are you?
Yeah.
So we should say our final goodbyes. Matt, have you enjoyed listening to Tommy over the years? This could be the final call that he has today.
We're going to have to go up together.
Yeah, I would love that. Matty, I would absolutely love that.
Which one of you is flying? I'll come if you fly, Matt, but I'm not coming if he's flying.
I'll do the landings. You can take off.
Alara, talk to us. Are you a pilot?
I'm not a pilot. My cousin is, though.
And is he dumb?
Honestly, he is so dumb. Like, until hearing this segment, I thought it must not be that hard to be a pilot. I had no idea that it was that difficult because he's quite stupid. He did drop out of primary school. Pretty sure he never got through high school, and he got busted selling drugs, and his parents were well off, so they took him overseas. Next thing you know, he's a pilot.
Alara,
he's quite stupid.
Alara, have you ever flown with him?
No, and I never would.
No, would you fly with Tommy, Alara?
I think I would.
Yes.
No, he's not. That's the thing. He's a really smart man.
My cousin sounds dumb, though. And
yeah, we know. Quite dumb. Thank you, Alara. That's great. D.
You dropped out of primary school.
D.
G'day, D.
G'day.
Are you a pilot, D?
I was a pilot, yeah, for a few years. I had a CPL with a twin rating, and I definitely am dumb.
So, okay, but you can't, how did you go when you used to fly?
Oh, look, I went okay apart from the basic math. I used to find it really tricky to work out which runway to land on because the wind would change. The wind would change. You'd be in the air, and then there'd be like a change of runway. Surprise, what one's that one again? Which
way is north? I'm still having real trouble. They speak so quickly on the traffic control.
And they're like
Echo Tango, yeah. Like hotel, and I'm like, I don't know what any of
exactly,
these
which is
are.
Why you should not be flying. Case closed.
Gee, what's the worst that happens? You just land on a different runway, right?
Well, I mean, that is worst case, but then often, you know, there's another plane about to take off.
Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
Because I was sitting at a cafe the other day and I heard two young ladies talking next to me, and one of them said, oh, my God, you won't believe what Jessica said. She said she's got a superpower and she can pick the breed of a dog just by the bark. And I thought, that sounds like fun. Now, we have two names for this game. One of the names is what Jez, our audio producer, gave it, and the other one is what I gave it. See if you can guess which one's which. Give us one of them here, Jesse.
What dog made this bark? What dog made this bark?
That's great. That's Jez.
Okay. That is correct. That was Jez's. Yeah. And then I rang him and I said, Jez, I've got an idea of what I want the game to be called. And he said, mate, I've already made an opener. And I said, that does sound good, but can you just make my one as well? And let's see which one's better.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 dog.
When I sat on the beach over summer, I thought a lot about what I wanted out of our show for 2021.
Yeah.
This segment was really high up the list.
Mate, that's so coincidental because, you know, when I sat on the beach over summer, do you know what I thought about?
Nothing.
Dog, this. Dog, dog, bark, 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 dog.
That's how I imagine the thinking in your brain goes, you know. I often think about when I go for a run versus when Chris goes for a run and what he would think about and what I would think about. It would be so different. I spend most of the run scared about the footsteps behind me, thinking about my shopping list, wondering what present I haven't bought for the next birthday party. And I reckon he just either thinks of nothing or that, just a bit of dog, dog, bark, 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 dog, dog.
I was trying to do a bit of work this morning, and I was sitting outside on the street having a coffee. And a friend, Tom Ballard, grabbed me from behind, but I was singing to myself. I was going, dog, dog, dog. And he grabbed me and he goes, what, mate? And I'm like, nothing, nothing, not important. So the game is we'll get given a bark.
Okay.
And we have to guess what type of dog.
I don't know many dogs, though.
That's fine. We'll see how we go.
In fact, I really only know one.
Well, let's hope.
A chihuahua. And he goes,
chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Chihuahua. What is it? A chihuahua.
Well, if
a chihuahua.
A really good one, I guess it's a chihuahua. Jesse, have you got our first dog bark there? Ooh, it feels big.
A German Shepherd.
I reckon that's pretty good.
Oh, my God. Oh,
is that correct?
Yeah. Now she's interested. It's back
I love
board.
A game dog, I can win. Are we against each other on the same team?
Let's make it a team. Oh, no, sorry, you're winning. Let's make it against each other.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got to keep you in this game. Give us the next one, please, Jess. Oh, that's a pug for sure. It's having trouble
breathing.
Yeah.
Vickers, anything from you?
Oh, it's a chihuahua, isn't it?
It is a Jack Russell.
Ooh.
Pomeranian.
What's a
Pomeranian?
Isn't that a fruit? Oh, that's a pomegranate.
isn't that the presenter of that movie show? Oh, no, that's Margaret Pomeranz. Those things.
They're so funny.
They are. They look like, and I'm obviously not encouraging this, but they look like they're those ones that you kick and they just go, poof.
Do you know what Ollie really wants?
What?
What's the Queen got? A corgi. He wants a corgi. I'm like, why would a 13-year-old boy want a corgi?
You know. I don't actually know what corgis are. Keila, can you get a corgi there?
That's a corgi.
Oh,
yeah. They almost look a bit like a fox or but a small.
Oh,
yeah.
Pretty cute.
Oh, they are cute. Yeah. Okay. Oh, look at that one running across a field.
Okay, before we lose everyone that's listening, give us the next one, please. Jesse. That sounds like just a normal dog.
That is a Cocker Spaniel.
Do you reckon?
I don't know. No, I reckon
it's...
How many more dog breeds do you know, Vic?
Not a Blue Heel, but like a working dog, like a Kelpie or something like that.
Oh.
Blue Heel, a Kelpie, one of them?
Cocker Spaniel.
It's got to be quite... It's a working dog, isn't it? Yeah. What else is there? Because it sounds like a farm dog. Border Collie? No.
Border Collie.
Yes.
There
we go. Okay. Final. The tiebreaker. Oh, that's a little thing.
That's a Jack Russell.
Do you reckon?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Yeah. Okay. Then I'll say a Chihuahua.
I'll give you a hint. You have said this one already.
It's a pug. Thank you.
dog, bark, dog.
Carrie and Tommy.
Hey, Bickers, if you get home and you find something just sitting on your doorstep, what do you think?
Well, it depends what it is. Is it something I want or not?
Well, this was something I wanted.
See, to get to my doorstep, you'd have to go through a locked gate.
Oh, you've got a security gate.
So I would then start thinking someone had gotten over the gate and I'd probably call police. But I'm assuming that's not what you mean.
Yeah, you've got 5 squad cars rocking up at your house. Instead, my gate is always wide open. I got home the other day and there was a slab sitting there. And it had a little card. And this may speak volumes about my attitude to life. I threw the card in the bin.
Why?
Because I didn't. Because I assumed it was from like a PR company or something.
But what if it wasn't? And then it was someone really lovely and now you can't thank them.
No, it wasn't like a personal card. It had like a company logo on it.
Maybe something.
Because my first thought was, oh, that's right. I deserve that, right? I thought, I can't believe it's taken this long for someone to leave me a slab from when I get home from work. Fantastic. I had good shows on the weekend. We did a good job the other day. Fantastic. I deserve a slab. About time. That's what I thought.
You didn't even question it. But no. You say it had a company logo on it. Mm. I sent a friend 2 bottles of wine the other day through a company. It would have had their logo on it.
And did they deserve it?
Yeah, she opened it and thanked me.
Yeah, well,
actually,
I have.
She hasn't thanked me. Yeah. To be fair. Maybe it hasn't arrived.
Isn't she?
No. Anyway.
So I throw this card in the bin and I fill my beer fridges with this beer. And then over the last few days, I've been having people over and I've been giving them these
the love
beers.
Around.
Yeah. And they're like, what's this beer? And I went, I don't know. Someone gave it to me. Anyway, drinking it. No. My family gets around last night and my brother-in-law comes over and he loves his beers, right? And so I said, mate, I've only got a few of these beers left because we've been through pretty much the slab. And I said, would you like to try one? He goes, that sounds great. And it's an XPA. And he goes, oh, ripper.
It's an XPA.
Yeah, it's a type of beer.
Okay.
And then he grabs it and he looks at it. And have a look. I'll show you the can. See if you notice anything about this can. Feel free to read out any of the details because it will probably give the PR company or whoever it was
Heaps
some idea.
Heaps Normal is what it's called.
Yep. Yep.
Oh.
Anything else you noticed there?
Delicious, refreshing,
yeah.
Non-alcoholic beer.
Hi. He said, oh, this is great, mate, but can I have an alcoholic beer? And I said, sorry.
Have you all been running around also thinking you're getting drunk?
Whoop, whoop. I have been buckled for the last 3 days because I've drunk nearly a slab of this stuff.
But you're stopping drinking for a month. Why don't you drink those?
Because now that I know they're non-alcoholic, they taste
But if they
fine.
Taste the same, they don't.
They do, mate. Because I've always said too.
Oh, they don't. You loved them until
I know,
you knew they tasted.
I know, but now I've switched my head.
So it's a mental battle.
Because I've always said to everyone, oh, non-alcoholic beer is no good. Meanwhile, I've been drinking six of these a day.
Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
Bickers.
What's your hypothetical?
So I was chatting with my my mates and I thought, this was an interesting discussion because I realised, oh, it'll have an answer. A lot of times you discuss things and there's not necessarily an answer. Like before, stupidly, we were talking about what's the best fruit, you know. Yeah. There's no actual answer to that. Yeah. But this hypothetical, I realised there is an answer to and we could just look it up.
It's not a hypothetical.
It's not a hypothetical. It's a question.
Great tease.
Who
Yes.
does the do more, married people or single people? I have given producer Belle the task of finding the answer to this question.
On a weekly basis kind of thing, you mean?
Well, like weekly, what's monthly, yearly. Yes, just who has more sex?
I reckon married people would say single people, but I reckon it's probably married people.
Hang on, you reckon married people would say single people?
Because I think,
I'm not asking what do you reckon married people say.
No, I'm thinking most people in a relationship would be complaining they're not getting enough and they'd go, oh, single people would get action all the time.
Right.
So I reckon if you're in a relationship, you assume single people are getting all the action, but I actually think it's probably on numbers, married people get more action.
And what do you think standard is?
Like how often?
Yes.
Oh, like once every 6 months or something.
What's that? Birthday, Christmas? What is it? Birthday, New Labor Year. Day? What are we doing? New Year?
Now, Labor Day is when the result of the first one comes to fruition. I reckon average would be once a fortnight.
And that's for married. And that's for married people?
For married people.
Okay. What do you reckon for single people then?
Well, I reckon it would be like you'd have it in doses. So you'd like a couple of times a day for a set period and then maybe not for.
But let's say it's in a year. So you've got 25
I reckon
for
once
married, you said?
A month. No, once every 2 months for a single person.
Do you think
if
that
you were to scatter it across the year.
Okay, so you reckon single people are doing the do 6 times a year?
Yes, but. No, it's not quite what I mean because I think you
would. But that's what I'm asking.
I know, but it's hard to explain. You'd meet someone and you'd do the do often, right?
Yes.
But then you might not be together, then you might break up and then you might not be with the next person for another 8 months and then you do the do often. So it's not a weekly or monthly thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into their life to work out how many times in that period they were together that they did the do, you know?
Right. So those little windows of doing the do.
It's very specific.
Do you reckon it makes up for the off patches? In terms of, do you reckon that's enough to get them over the line?
Well, that's a different question.
You've said 20. No, it's not, because it's the amount of times they do over a year.
No, you just asked, is it enough to get them over the line to have the dry spell?
No, I mean to overtake married people.
Oh, God.
Sonda, what do you think, producer? Produce this.
I reckon that single people have more. I reckon they're out there tindering their way to heaven.
You reckon the apps have changed?
I reckon.
You're married,
not?
Aren't you?
Did you say tindering their way to heaven?
I don't know. I'm married and old. I don't know. But I think Carrie's underestimating how often married people have sex.
Underestimating.
I think they have it once a week.
Is your microphone on, mate? Jessie.
I'm just averaging it out. Some people would have it twice a week. Some people would only have it once a month. So I'm saying if you add to average it, it'd be like once a fortnight.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. You know
Why
what
are
I mean?
You getting so angry about this?
No, I'm not. I'm just, we've just done a lot of numbering.
I just want to know who does
I
it more.
I want to stop talking about the digits and start talking about the point.
You can factor them in as well if you want.
The point of
count.
The result. What's the answer?
Well, we'll get some calls and get them involved and then producer Belle will tell us.
Okay.
131060. You said once every 2 weeks was fine.
I didn't say it was fine. You just asked me for an average. fridge.
Mate, never ask
me. I really need to get some action. Release some tension.
On 13 1060, give us a call. Who do you think does it do more? Single people or married people? Find out the answer next.
Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
Asking the question, who does the do more?
Yeah.
Single people or married people?
Because I've done the math.
You're all loving drilling down into the numbers.
No, you asked me so specifically. I said,
no, I just don't think the question
people,
is
that hard. And then you want to know how often? No. And then how often are single people doing it? I'm like, I don't know.
I just don't think it's that hard a question. Like, I don't know the answer. We're going to get the answer
soon. I
think
the answer is married people. Okay, even though great. I think married people would great. Say single people get more action is what the point I was trying to make.
Great. Awesome. Good stuff.
What do you think, Tommy?
I'm so
how
scared.
Often do you think married people are doing the do?
I reckon married people are doing the do once a week.
And how often are single people getting action?
I reckon single people are doing the do more than that.
A couple of times a week.
No, because I think back to what you were saying before.
They're having where good weekends
they're having
and then
a
having
good
dry
patch
spells.
And that's making up. They're like, I got 3 weeks in the bank.
Yes, okay.
Because that's where we put it, in the bank.
Bella. Are you there, Bella?
Yes, I am.
Are you married or single?
I'm married.
And Bella, do you think married people are doing the do more or less than single people?
More.
Okay.
Oh, things are looking up for you, Bella.
Well, we didn't even specify. It doesn't have to be with your.
Oh, don't add another equation.
Bella, how often do you think married people are doing the do?
3 to 4 times a week.
Whoa.
Bella, wow. Is that you?
Yeah.
Well done, babe.
Bella, has that always been the case?
Yes.
Do you have little children, Bella?
Youngest is 9.
Yeah, not bubbers though, are they?
No. Bella said that was always the way.
Did you say always the way?
Yes.
Oh, Carrie was too blind with rage to listen to you, Bella.
No, I'm really impressed. That's a good effort.
Yes, I agree. What's
good
the secret?
You,
what's the secret, Bella?
He's younger than me.
Yeah. Oh. Keep updating for the newer model. Good on you, Bella. Let's go to Annie. G'day, Annie.
Hi, Tommy. How are you?
Look, I'm great. Annie, are you married?
Yes, have been for quite a long time. Yep.
Good on you. And who do you think is doing the do more, married people or single people?
It's hard to say because, well, I'm married, so I don't know. I pretty much think married. Yeah.
What do you think, how often do you think married people are doing the do, Annie?
Oh, probably every week.
Oh, see? Because.
It's a week, yeah. What about,
I'm not saying me personally, okay. But.
Are you more or less than that, Annie?
Because that's personal.
A bit less.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Nah.
Yeah. No.
I think you'd find that a lot of people are a bit less than that, Annie.
Yes. Because I think, too, it changes over time. Like, as you're getting older as well.
It gets more often or less, Annie?
Less.
Yes.
Yeah, as you get older, yeah.
You're tired. You've got other stuff on.
That's it. But anyway.
Yeah. Good on you, Annie. Thanks for getting involved. The answer is coming up very soon because, of course, there's been surveys on this stuff. G'day, Cindy.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Oh, Cindy, I can answer it because Cindy
go
already.
On. Yeah, answer it.
Often.
Yeah, often. Cindy, are you married or single?
Married.
Okay, and is Bickmore right?
Is what, sir?
Is Carrie right? Is it often?
Oh, often. I'm a rabbit.
I'm a rabbit.
I'm not a turtle, I'm a rabbit.
Okay. And so how often are we allowed to ask?
Three times a week, doesn't have to be any, just whenever.
Yeah. A couple of times in the morning, good on
could
you.
Could be
Cindy.
During the day, could be any time.
Good on you, Cindy. Let's get producer Belle in
the
here.
Answer?
Yes.
Belle, there has been research done on such things. What are the results?
There has been. So a study in the Journal of SE Actual Medicine.
Sorry, I didn't know how to say on air. Compared the percentage of single people versus married people who'd had in the last 90 days.
Yep.
And for every age group in the study, the overwhelming winner was married.
Wow. There we go. They're having more sexual intercourse.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
The best bits.